Sometimes I find myself just thinking about the most ridiculous things, Samantha. I've been totally preoccupied lately with wondering, what the hell happened to Jack? What happened to Jack?
Jack from what?
Jack from Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Because listen, Jack fell down and broke his crown. And Jill came tumbling after. What happened to him after he broke his crown?
Well, we don't find out, do we?
We don't know how it ended. Did he have a brain bleed? Did he have a concussion? Did he die?
Did she die?
We don't know. Did she die? Did she go get help? Did she care? Exactly.
Oh my God, you're right.
We don't know these things.
We don't know those things.
It's like Humpty Dumpty. All we know is he couldn't be put back together again. Well, what does that really mean?
You're right. We never find out if he ever got put back together again.
They say he can't be, but really? He can't be? We don't really know for sure.
That's horrible.
Do you not ever just wonder about shit like this? This is the shit that goes on in my brain.
No, actually, I don't. I haven't thought about a nursery rhyme in many a year.
I am needing to know. I got to get to the bottom of this. I need to know what the hell happened to Jack.
Oh my God.
Did he survive?
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha, why are you laughing?
Oh my God, right?
Oh my God, right?
Right?
Stop laughing at me. Right? Friends of the podcast, this week's episode is brought to you by the word exactly. Which if you look it up, we feel means very much the same as right.
I have not found a new phrase other than the old one, which is, oh my God, which we've opted to keep. I've opted to keep it, and I will probably overuse it many, many times.
And I want to play the drinking game, and maybe we can film it. I want to see how it goes. Right? I think it sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Right? I think it sounds like a good time. Samantha, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Lisa.
Good.
Yeah, it's been a little chilly here in Saskatoon.
Oh, my God.
If you look
Samantha.
Up, it feels like spring. If you look,
right?
If you get outside your car, it's still winter.
And here's the thing, right? On everything that I see, whether it's something on my phone, it's something on the TV, everything's talking about spring editions. Spring editions, kind of like, look what's coming. Spring's coming. I saw one for Rice Krispies today. Spring Rice Krispies coming, right? Spring donuts coming. Spring Oreo cookies coming. How about could we just get spring coming?
How do you have a spring Oreo cookie?
I think they're probably just changing the color of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is right? That like the carrot flavored one that they always bring out?
I don't know, right? Like they're always, oh my God, I just read that Oreo's bringing out, and let's see how long this name stays. I'm going to say it wrong, I'm sure. But the gist of it is that it's blackout chocolate cookie.
Huh?
It's based on a really dark chocolate cake. That's the picture.
Black Forest? Called,
nope. Just a black chocolate cake, and they're calling it blackout chocolate.
Okay.
And I'm like, I bet you that title's not going to stick around for too long. People are going to be mad, right? People are going to be mad at that title.
People are going to be really mad.
People are going to think that that's not appropriate, right?
Probably not.
Right? That's all I'm going to say about
changed
that.
Changed a lot of things, so.
Right? That's all I'm going to say about that, Samantha.
Well, maybe the spring items, Lisa, that you seem to be noticing everywhere will help bring the warm weather, because you know, if we don't get it soon, I'm gonna think that it's gonna be like winter for 12 months of the year.
Oh, right. Because right now they're saying that it is like, what is it, like something like 15 degrees colder than it's supposed to be.
I know, we should have had plus temperatures by now.
Yeah, we should not be in our winter coats.
We should not be in our winter coats.
We should be in our spring coats.
I don't even have a spring coat, and I don't care. I'll wear a thicker sweater or something. I don't know.
You're going to have to.
Ugh.
You're going to have to. And just for the record, I have said right many times. So whoever's drinking, I hope you're drunk. Don't at me on that. I'm not responsible for that.
I don't even notice anymore. So
whatever. Just what I do. It's just what I do.
Having a little bit of fun at our expense, Lisa.
Yeah. Hey, that's the beauty, right? That's the thing, right? We put ourselves out there. We got to expect to get it back.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Get it back, we do. Get it back, we do.
Okay, I got something for us.
All right.
It could be our new thing.
Okay.
Our new summer adventure.
Okay.
E-scooters are coming to Saskatoon.
Ooh.
Apparently, it's a pilot project that starts on April the 15th, and it's not going to be warm enough for anybody to go on a scooter, but whatever. And right. It goes till October 31st, which I would think is kind of late because it's freezing by then here.
Kind of getting cold by then.
Anyways, apparently I have thoughts on starting and ending dates. But anyways, but Lisa, do you see us scooting around town?
Okay, you have to pay for them. Yeah, what I see is I see us getting one of those ones with the little bucket on the side and me driving and you in the bucket.
That's not the scooter. That's a motorcycle with a sidecar.
No, it's like a scooter.
Nope, it's a motorcycle with a sidecar.
Like a scooter and you're in the bucket. Scooters.
You stand on them and then they go.
Yeah, but only I just want to do a sit down one.
Nope, that's called a motorcycle with a sidecar, and I'm not learning how to drive a motorcycle.
No, I'll drive it. I'll drive the motorcycle.
No. Oh yeah. My God, no.
You sit in the car.
No. You scare me enough when you drive.
No, in a car.
You will never get me in a sidecar with you driving the motorcycle.
Right?
There's
to the ground. Low and slow. Right?
No.
I'll help you. I'll help you
so
in.
Oh, you're not even moving.
I'll help you in and I'll help you out. Right? We'll get like a little step stool to help you.
I am not going in a sidecar and I'm not driving a motorcycle.
Oh, come on. Okay. But I would, would I scooter? I don't know. Because now I'm just going to be standing.
Yes, you're standing. I don't know if they're motorized, because if they were motorized, that would be cool.
I'm not using my foot.
If it's my power to get me going, I probably will not want to do that.
No, then I'd rather go back to the motorcycle. Maybe we could motorcycle.
Let's motorcycle.
Right?
Yes.
How about we do that?
Let's do that. I don't know. You know what we could find? If we went to a fair, we could find the motorcycle with the sidecar, because I think that's a kiddie ride somewhere.
Right? It's on the merry-go-round, I think. Right? Or something like that, maybe.
We should do that.
We should try that, right?
Yeah. Let's not do the real one, because that might scare me.
No. What about bumper cars? Did you ever like that as a kid?
Of course I like bumper cars.
Right? I'm surprised that those were allowed, right? Like big jolts of electricity above your head, and the goal was just to drive into people.
Oh my God!
It's kind of teaching bad things
for sure. It is, and then like whiplash, like getting the whiplash
because the seatbelt, no matter how old you were, never fit. It was just like slicing your throat off, right? Like it was just danger. That's what those bumper cars were, right?
Yeah.
But then all amusement park rides from our youth, right, because we're Gen Xers, were all just like death traps.
I'm surprised we still have the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Is that okay? Was that the one
that whips you around in your neck? And then there's the zipper. Oh my God, the zipper!
I love the zipper. You were in that cage.
Yes. Oh my God. We should not. That should not even be allowed.
There was one, and it was called the Gravitron. Do you remember that?
Oh, and then you went in a circle,
and you just were like stuck on the wall. Nothing held you to the wall. Just you were on. Mom, can I go on that one? Sure, you girls can.
Yeah.
Off you go. Right? That was fun. Can I do it again? Sure.
I'm surprised people get on roller coasters, if I'm being honest.
Right? It's all too crazy for me. Do you
remember the roller coaster in the West End Mall when it decided to not stay on in the track anymore?
I don't remember that story, but I have an issue with roller coasters inside buildings, right? Because I'm like, something tells me that's a bad idea. Used to have something like that in Niagara Falls too, right? And it's like, I don't think that that's a good idea.
I don't think anything like that's a good idea, but apparently it does really well at West Edmonton Mall.
I'm going to pass on inside amusement parks. Thumbs down from this girl. I need to feel like if I'm going to go flying off the track, I'm going for a good ride.
Right.
Right.
I don't want to. Oh my God. Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
You know, my favorite ride was the Tilt-A-Whirl. Okay. And the spider. Do you remember the spider?
I like the spider, and I like the
spider was fun.
I liked the scrambler.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Right, that was fun. And then
you got so sick.
Yeah, and then if you were like brave enough, back at our local fair in Stayner, we would do the salt and pepper shaker.
Oh, what was that?
It was the only one that went upside down that came to Stayner. And it was just two arms that looked like salt and pepper shakers, like little capsules. Mm-hmm. And they just went upside down and around.
Oh.
Boy, you had to be brave, right? Like, you had to be really brave to go on that one.
And maybe not have eaten anything for a while. And maybe
not have eaten anything, right? I'm not a big fan of amusement park rides. Like, they don't do it for me. Like, they're fine. But I think too much can go wrong.
Yes.
Right.
The last time I went on the Tilt-A-Whirl, it was actually in Osuyas, and there's a place called Rattlesnake Canyon,
yeah,
where they have like a whole bunch of stuff, right? Like it's an amusement center for families and whoever, and they have a Tilt-A-Whirl. So I said to Michelle, let's go. I took my sister with me and off we went onto this. We're so sore the next day. Our necks hurt. Our arms hurt because we were holding on for dear life. We should have never gotten on.
Never, right? Right? We just are not meant to do rides anymore once we hit a certain age.
That's such a bad idea.
Right? And then like last summer when I went to Wonderland with my sister and her family, those kids and their father, they would wait like 3 hours in line. Well, you know our rule, right? We wait for nothing.
No.
Let alone some 1 minute long amusement park ride.
Oh my God.
I'm like, never happening, never happening. Okay. So interesting story I have to share. I shared it as it happened in live time last week when I took my Uber home from work.
Yes.
Right. And got in, it was an Uber truck. And that was kind of cool, right? Kind of different. And got in and like, hey, right? It's a little small chit chat. And then I saw so the guy driving was probably, I would say like maybe in his early 30s. He was like kind of like to me, he looked like a hip hop type of guy, right? Like kind of like funky type of guy, right? Uh-huh. So I get in, a little bit of small chit chat, no big deal. All of a sudden, his music comes on, right? And I'm like, oh, hey, sounds like it's going to be a good ride, right? Because I liked what I was listening to. Uh-huh. Then all of a sudden, his eyes met my eyes through the windshield, like that mirror, the rearview mirror. Our eyes met. He put his finger on the controls and put on the Carpenter's Greatest Hits. Which was perfectly fine for me because I love the Carpenters. However, I think I was H-shamed once he took a really good look at me.
I think he did.
Right? He turned off his hip-hop music that I was going to enjoy. And like this a look on his face was kind of like, oh, got to change the music. Got old lady in the backseat.
I need a good tip.
I need a good tip, right? Which he got because, of course, right? Hi, it's the Carpenters. And this old lady's excited about that.
Uh-huh. The only person.
Only person. And it was their greatest hits. I got 3 songs out of that ride.
Wow.
I know. I'm like, what are the chances? What are the chances? But dear people, you don't need to age shame us just because old.
We still know what the top 40 looks like or sounds like.
Still listen to the new music too, right?
We know who Harry Styles is.
Yeah, we do know who Harry Styles is. We know that he won the award.
Yeah, and we even know that he came from One Direction. So
Right.
You know, like we're good.
Yeah, we know the songs. We know the songs, right?
We like Eminem too.
So I thought that was so funny. I had a good chuckle at that. I'm like, I am totally being age shamed right now.
The only thing
is that I am loving every minute of it.
Yeah, he was really smart.
I know, right? Rainy days and Mondays always make me. Right?
How did Why he pick the carpenters? Like,
what are the chances?
So weird.
What are the chances, right? I was like, no way. Right? So he is a smooth Uber driver. Right?
Okay, but you know what's not going to be smooth probably?
What?
Isn't your baseball season starting soon?
You need to shut your mouth. You stop. Need to stop. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You need to stop it. Oh, yeah. Because you're just saying this to be mean. You're not saying this to be cheerful. You're saying this to be mean because you don't care. You declared that. Now I'm all riled up, Samantha. Last year, you remember the fake fan quit. Didn't just go unnoticed. She quit. She retired.
I do believe I did retire. Yes.
Yeah. So why are you asking questions? You bringing her out of retirement?
No.
God, good. Because she's not needed.
No, I'm not bringing anything out of retirement.
Yes, but yes, you're right. The Jays are starting on Thursday.
Woohoo!
And we're in it to win it.
Like you were for the last 10,000 seasons. Yeah,
right? We are contenders, not pretenders. The whole bit. But we will not take your negativity.
When was the last time they won?
It's been a while. It's been a while.
Okay.
However, right, we have a really, really good team this year. The bullpen, we'll see, but come on, right? This girl's excited.
Have you got some hitters?
We got some hitters. We got some heavy hitters, actually.
Okay. All right.
I got my Blue Jays bumper sticker ready to go on the fridge on Thursday, right? Because on the one side says Blue Jays, on the other side it says Boo Jays when they go on their losing streak, right? Right, girls got to represent both sides of the game, right?
Oh my god, I don't understand. And now you'll get razzled by your husband, who also hates the Jays,
but he watches them, right? But he does not like them.
He watches them, I think, to torment you. If I'm going to be
honest. Favorite team is who they're playing.
Yeah, right.
Always. That's his favorite team is who they're playing. But he does. He totally does it just to torment. A little bit like you that way.
I'm not. I don't care if they win or lose.
You should though, right? Because if your best friend is invested, you should be too.
You know what? You have a lot of investment in a team that hasn't won anything for quite some time.
But we're looking promising. We're looking good. We're looking good, Samantha. I'll keep you posted, okay?
Oh, yes. Woo, yes, please do.
I will keep you posted. Okay, so I almost got fired, but not from my job, but from my second job.
What was that?
My second job. It's my weekend job. It's only part-time. I only do it when Mike's sleeping, right? Uh-huh. And it is I'm pigeon duty.
Oh, my. Seriously?
Yeah, right? And I didn't do a very good job on Sunday. Saturday or Sunday, I don't know which day it was. So here's the thing, right? I thought, right? I can only see what I can see, right? I am not going out of my way to go looking for them to see if they're at the far end of the deck. I'm only going in what I can see, right? So I thought I'd been doing good, right? Shoot a couple off, get out of here, right? The whole bit, right? All of that. And then next thing I know, out comes a groggy Mike, must have woken up from his sleep because he could hear the pigeons.
I thought he slept with like ear things.
I guess he wasn't. And he's like, you can't hear that? And I'm like, no. There was a pigeon sitting in where I couldn't see. Pigeon sitting. He could hear it from where he was sleeping and it woke him up. And there I am just sitting in the chair watching TV. And you know what he says to me? You're not a very good watchdog. It's like I broke his heart because I was not taking my job very serious, right?
Well, he takes shooing pigeons very seriously, Lisa.
Very seriously, right?
Yeah, you should be thankful he hasn't escalated.
Oh, it's going to happen. This is the summer, I feel. Right? He was talking about buckets of cold water, throwing them at the pigeons just so they'd get out of here.
They're like, never. I don't think throwing water at them is going to help.
I don't know. They live outside when it rains, right? I think that they adapt just fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I felt bad because I felt like I was like letting them down and it wasn't my intention. Of course, I want to be a good watchdog and I want to help with the pigeons. But apparently I didn't do a very good job that day.
You suck. You suck. You really, really suck.
Right? You can't do your job. You can't do your job. You can't hear that? No. I'm like, Mike, I've been watching. There's none there. And then he opens the curtain wider. I'm like, oh, except for that one that's there. And you could tell, right? I think he even poops too.
Oh, dear. Right? Yes.
Not good.
Okay.
Not good.
Not good, Lisa. Not good.
No, not good.
Okay. Let's start. Let's be forward thinking.
Okay.
Okay. Do we need to find a summer
sport?
Do I even
know what that means?
Forward thinking? Forward thinking.
What does that mean?
Future thinking? Do you know? Okay.
I am like ahead, in the now.
Let's use thinking ahead.
Okay, that I know.
Let's see the future.
Okay, that I know. No, don't. Okay, I gotcha.
Do we need to find a summer sport? Everyone, they got the pickles and the balls. They got the tennis balls. People play like baseball. They got some volleyball, maybe.
They hula hoop.
Yeah, there's hooping. Like, right. What do we need to do?
I don't know, but we need to do something. And I think we need to do something like really, let's like knock it out of the park. Like, I don't know. What about like bow and arrows or something like that?
Like archery?
Yeah. You want an archer?
Well, okay. So this might not be a bad idea because it's stationary.
Right.
There's no running. There's no jumping.
We have to pull something back, but I feel okay. We can probably do that.
I might be able to do that.
Right? Like, that's got to be a really heavy piece of rope that we pull back if
it might be bad for my frozen shoulder, actually. So,
but it might be a good motion, though, right?
Might be good.
You have horrible eyesight.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. You have horrible eyesight. So that's maybe not the greatest.
Like, I'm probably not. Well, but here's the thing, right? I am a freewheeling son of a gun. So I am just not going to be aiming at a target just because somebody says I have to. I'm just going to shoot the arrow. That's what I'm there for. Not there to like hit the target. I'm just there to shoot the arrow. I just want to shoot the arrow.
Okay, so everybody needs to leave while Lisa has a bow and arrow in her hand as she goes rogue.
I'm going to go rogue.
Whatever the hell she wants.
Right? Because I'm freewheeling that way, right?
Could be a person, could be a tree, could
be
the actual target.
My intention will be bad, but you know what? I can't help it, right? I'm just.
My intentions won't be bad, right?
I'm not trying to hurt anybody, but I'm not focused on the tree. I'm just pulling back and letting it go. That's what.
Yes,
I mean.
until you do actually hurt someone, because with your poor eyesight, you think a tree, a person is a tree.
I didn't see it moving. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, that's not.
Unless I have my new glasses by then.
You know what? I doubt that your new glasses will live up to the hype.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll get special glasses like that the athletes wear, right? For like, maybe I'm going to start a new type of glasses. Maybe I'm not only will I have at work, at home, at bed, I'm going to have at leisure sport glasses.
Oh my God, you're going to have at leisure glasses.
I'm going to have at leisure glasses. So when we go to do our events, whether it be scooting on the scooter, doing the darts, doing the bow and arrows,
I will have
the proper eyewear.
You will have athleisure wear.
I will have athleisure wear, right? Athleisure eyes on. I will be wearing my athleisure eyes. Right?
Oh my God.
I like to stay with the trends, right? I want to be cool and be all that.
Okay. All right.
That's what I'm going to do. So I don't know. I could archer. Can I be an archer? Can I archer? I can archer.
Well, you know what?
What is it called? Is it called arch? Are you an archer or are you a bow and arrow?
It's archery.
Yeah, but I'm not archerying. Am I archerying?
What am I doing? I don't know, Lisa. I don't know.
I'm bow and arrowing. That's what I want to do.
Oh my God.
I want a bow and arrow. I'm bow and arrowing.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I can archer. Right?
You do you.
Yeah. Something. Let's look into that. Okay. How about we do that? Archery it is with athleisure wear glasses.
Yes. I see this as a trend.
right? Oh, look out, Wachar War. Look out.
Oh, no.
We're coming for you. Okay.
No.
But I feel like as though we're trying to figure out what type of exercise, what type of sport. Like, I feel like, are we becoming sporty because it's kind of summery or something? I have found my new exercise equipment.
And what?
I'm going to put a bid in at my work. I'm going to ask my boss if I can get it. If we can.
A bid?
A bid, right? Because it's going to cost money, right? So I'm going to put a bid in to see, hey, do you think, can we work this into the budget or something? You want to know what it is?
Oh my God.
Right? Because I think that it would help me a lot. So what it is it's a stationary, and this is real. This, I'm not making this shit up. This is for real. It's a stationary bike, so you can pedal, right? It's a pedal bike, like a exercise bike, and it has a desktop, a tabletop that you can do all your work on.
You're going to pedal and do work at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to be working and working out. Yeah.
All the time.
All the time working. All the time working out.
Getting in those
Think
steps.
Of the weight I'm going to lose.
I think that you are not going to get the stationary bike from work.
You know why? It's a work one. I saw the ad. It's a workplace. It has a tilting table, so for your laptop and all of
no,
that.
No.
Yes.
I don't see your boss or your boss thinking that this is a really great idea.
Well, why not? They have stand-up desks for people. Why can't I just get a
that
stationary
makes sense,
bike?
Because you're standing up at work.
Yeah, not, instead I'm biking.
Excuse me, can I get a stationary bike?
Right. And then I do my work while I exercise. So it's good because it's good for my mental health. If I play that angle.
Oh, yes.
Right. Why not?
Exactly, Lisa.
Why wouldn't you? Exactly. Why wouldn't you say that if that's what's going to make this coworker's life even better than it already is at work? Why wouldn't you just do that?
I think you should really think about the argument you're going to make for getting that stationary bike.
I don't have an argument. I just made it, right? It's a stationary bike with a desk on it. And I would like it, please.
That's enough. If you could just ring that up for me.
This is what I'm looking for, please. And thank you. Right? I'd be good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, when you get that bike, you snap a picture of it. While you're on it, pedaling away.
Because exercise, they say, in the workplace is good for your mental health.
I don't know if it
that's why there's that's why lots of that's why lots of offices have like gyms and stuff, right?
Yes. This is true.
I'm just saying, right? I'm not asking for a gym, just asking for a stationary bike with a desktop.
Don't you have a gym at the hospital?
Yeah, but I don't have time to go use that, right? Because I'm too busy doing my work.
So it's bird, one stone, that right. thing,
yes.
right?
Yes, right?
Killing the bird with one.
Too okay. busy doing my work. So this Got way it. I could do it all.
Okay.
I could do all of it.
All together.
Right?
You're going to be so productive.
I'm going to be so fit. Right? Those little legs will just be going.
Okay, so yeah, that's probably not going to help your muffin top because that's where this is really going.
It's a pitch to help my muffin top.
And I don't think it's going to help you get a butt either because that's not the right exercise for you.
I'm fine. I don't need a butt. I had a butt when I was younger. I don't need a butt in my adult years. But I am still in search of getting, and that, which brings me to this interesting point about said muffin top. Okay. There is something on the Instagram and you can get a camisole and its claim to fame is we don't want you to have a muffin top.
Well, where does the fat go?
It goes in the camisole somehow.
How?
I don't know, but they showed a picture and she didn't have a muffin top.
I can't be comfortable.
She had. Well, listen, right? It's not going to be comfortable, but little no pain, no gain.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Uh-huh. No.
Uh-huh. Mm-mm. They showed it before. No. She had a muffin top. Showed it after with it in her new one. And it was gone.
Like, right? Why? You're so easily sucked in. Let me guess. You've already bought it.
I haven't yet. You're expecting it
in 3 to 6 months.
I haven't yet. But it's 45% off right now.
Oh, wow.
So it's a good deal, right?
Such a good deal.
Such a good deal.
Yes, I think you should definitely.
Start with your muffin top. Poof. Yeah. Muffin top gun. Gone. It's like a magic shirt.
Okay. You let me know when Nick comes in. We're still waiting for the water bottle.
I know, but remember, I got the shoes.
You got the shoes.
So I'm one for one, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Just saying.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Samantha.
All right.
You're going to be like that.
So I know that we're getting old and that comes with a whole bunch of fun stuff. Like, do you think that old people make plans all the time, or do you think that young people make plans? Like, do they make plans as young people, or is it like fly by the seat of your pants? Like, or is it just, like, is it a generational thing? Is it an age thing? Like, all of a sudden you're now the people who make plans.
Well, I'm always a person who makes plans, right? Because I like plans. So true. I always like plans, but I think, right, I like to have a plan. I think, like, whereas you think you take the HHG, lives in a life with no plan,
uh-huh,
but manages just perfectly fine.
I know.
And you're kind of like, sometimes a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you seem to do okay too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I think that it's generational. I think that, like, okay, think back to when we were kids, right? We didn't make plans. Did we have plans? Oh, no, all we had were plans when we were kids, right? Going mm-hmm. to the movies, going to the dance, going out, doing this, right? Going over to Barb's house to hang out and listen to music, right? We were always doing something, right? We always had plans.
So that's think because of your they
nephew.
Had a...
Think of your nephews. Think of my nephew. What are their plans? Do they do plans? I don't think they make plans. The kids stay at home nowadays.
Yes, they do.
Right? Their plan is their bedroom. They plan to stay in their bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We didn't do that. That was like our last resort, right?
Well, but we also didn't grow up with half the shit that they have now.
No, but we wanted to be out, right? We didn't want to be at home.
No, that's true.
We didn't right? We wanted to be out on our bikes. We wanted to be out driving the car.
Uh-huh.
Right? We went, like, we would just go shopping to go shopping.
Uh-huh.
Right?
We did make plans, didn't we, as we young made people? Plans.
Yeah.
And then did it fall apart when we got older, or did we just continue it into our later years?
I think we continued, but then I think you don't make as many plans as we get older, right? Because then what's your plan? Your plan is to go to work every day.
Ugh.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
And then if you can fit something else in during the week, then you do.
And then right? If somebody cancels, you're like, excellent, I'm staying home.
Excellent, we're staying home. Plans are canceled.
Oh my God. When you're young, you go out, you do right. stuff. You're like, woohoo. When you're exactly. old, you're like, yes, I'll do it. But if you cancel, it won't break my heart.
Right? Nobody's mad when plans get canceled once you hit a certain age. Right? Right. In your 20s and your 30s, you're kind of like, oh, really serious? I really wanted to do that. And you're kind of mad at the person for canceling. Once you get to your 40s and 50s, you're good.
You're good.
Yay, we canceled. We have a cancel. Right?
Oh my God. That's so true.
It's weird how that goes, eh?
It's very weird.
I don't get it either. I don't get it.
Young people, go out, do stuff.
Go out and do shit, man. Right? Don't just stay in your bedrooms.
That's what I think they should do. Go out, do things.
Samantha, I've got a really big decision to make. And I have to make it before, obviously, May 1st when summer food switches.
Oh, is that when it switches for you?
Like, ideally, right? I feel it has to be by then at the latest. I don't know what to do with watermelon anymore.
Well, I thought you liked it.
I do, right? But last year, watermelon disappointed me a lot.
Oh, did it not taste good anymore?
It didn't always taste good.
Well,
sometimes it was kind of like squishy.
Uh-huh. Let me point something out for you.
Okay.
Watermelon.
Yeah.
Is made up of water. And you don't like water.
You don't always like water. Right?
So I think if there's not enough melon in your watermelon,
right,
You are no longer happy.
No, all right. I become unhappy. I become unhappy and a little bit angry at watermelon because it's not watermeloning anymore.
It's not melaning enough to make the water go away.
No, right? And I'll put like a couple like a packet of Splenda. Don't start. Don't start.
You put sugar on top of sugar.
It's not sugar. It's got no calories.
It's
free.
It's natural. It's natural sugars.
It's free with no calories.
And you're putting fake sugar on top of... What are you doing?
It's not sugar. It's no calories.
Thank God you take a diabetes pill.
And I'm never giving that one up. That's my insurance pill, actually. Right? The doctor, you know, and we could probably stop this one, but do we need to?
Do we need to?
Is it necessary? We should keep it just in case. Just in case.
Oh, I'm just saying. I can have 3 packets of sugar.
I like a little Splenda on my stuff.
Oh, you even put sugar on your sugared cereal. Like, let's get real about this.
Yeah, but here's the difference. I don't put Splenda on it. I only put the real sugar on it.
And oh, because that is that. So
no. I have stopped that because now we don't have real sugar in the house, right? Because it kept disappearing too quickly, and I didn't have any reasons. I couldn't keep coming up with a reason. I don't know. I spilt it. I don't know. It went down the drain. I don't know. Right? I was like, fine, take the sugar. Just take the sugar, right? It was like after my heart attack and the salt too. Take the salt, right? But now I use near salt, which really should be not nearly salt at all. But I still find that Splenda on certain things tastes like sugar.
Yes.
Even though it's not, because there's no calories.
I cannot even.
Yes, so I'm just saying that's my watermelon dilemma, right? Because I love it with all my heart, but it disappointed. It let me down last year.
I foresee a future with you not eating watermelon this summer.
That makes me so sad.
Yeah, because it's still going to be too watery and not melony enough.
But I don't want it to be over-meloned because then that's too much melon.
I know, but you also don't love water, so...
I don't love water.
I'm surprised you like watermelon. That's all I'm saying. It's kind of like your mushroom allergy. Like don't like mushrooms and you say you're allergic, but yet you eat truffle fries like you're the pig looking for the truffle. Like you're the pig looking for the truffle.
Right. Listen, let me clarify again. I am allergic to the mushroom. I've never said anything about the truffle.
The truffle is a mushroom.
It's a newfound mushroom. We didn't always have it.
It's not new and it's not found.
We didn't grow up with it, did we? I'm talking about the basic mushroom that I grew up with. That's where my allergy lies.
That's the where look it is. On the waitress's face on Friday night when you said you had a mushroom, when she asked if you had an allergy, and I'm like, don't say it. And you're like, I have mushrooms. She's like, well, you're just ordering, you're ordering the truffle fries. Like, you know, that's a mushroom. And I'm just, and me again, having to apologize for you looking like an idiot.
I don't look like an idiot. I'm explaining my allergy.
No, you're not. Because the confusion on her face, the confusion was like, I'm just like, you should just stop. You're not going to get it. She's not really allergic. She just doesn't like mushrooms, but she's okay with truffles.
And my sister's allergic too.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not. Yes, sorry. She is. Linda, I'm sorry, but no, you're not.
She is.
No.
We both are.
Oh, okay. Right. I can't. You know what? Like, this is 20 years of me having to go, no, you're not allergic. Like,
but
I'm so, Kate, like I said before, get the goddamn medical alert bracelet then. And then I'll shut up.
I don't know if you would. I don't know.
I would.
I think you'd think I made the bracelet. I forged it and made it and forged and fired it. And
of course, I would think that you would find a way to get a fake medical alert bracelet.
Right? Yes. You'd be like, you paid somebody in some third world country for this. Right? You wouldn't
die. You saw it on Instagram.
Yeah. Keep my eyes open. Keep my eyes open.
Okay. But you never, I think you should just give up watermelon.
I know. I might have to kick it to the curb.
I think you should.
Sad.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Yeah, it's tough being me with those decisions.
Well, it is tough being you because apparently you have not figured out yet what the perfect bite of food should be. Again, as I watched you on Friday eating your food, and I'm like, and you're like chewing this, what seemed probably like half a piece of the meat that you were trying to cut in your mouth. And I'm like, too big, Lisa? And you're like, yes.
Too big.
You know when the bite is too much, when you're shoving it into your cheek like a squirrel.
When you move it to your cheek, you've bitten off more than you can chew.
It's too much. Right? And I know that you guys have seen other people do this. Lisa cannot be the only person who doesn't know how to cut her food properly. Like, she cannot be the only person.
And then the funniest thing, right, is that we used to have a dog named Gus growing up, and Gus used to do the same thing. Gus would take a piece of food, like we gave him a crust, and if it was too big, got the same look on his little dog face and moved it to the side of his mouth. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing what Gus used to do, right? Because you don't know till it gets in there, and then you can't spit it out. All of a sudden it's in there and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, monkey see, monkey do, hey?
Yeah, right. And you can't even make that process look good.
No, and it didn't look good because as you were like trying to gnaw.
You're working it. You're working it. Down. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it looked like the really
wrong
size.
Not very ladylike at all.
It was not.
No.
It was not.
No. But I know it. I know it.
Okay.
But.
And yet you keep doing it.
Not on purpose. No. It's never on purpose.
It's like you never realize how big that piece is till you ever shove it in your mouth.
Till it gets in there and I'm like, oh, shit. Right? Because I'm either going to choke to death, which isn't really the best idea either.
Nope. Not right? Really.
Spitting it out's not the proper thing to do.
I don't know. I don't know how to help you with this because it's like teaching a 54-year-old woman how to cut her food for the very first time. That's not my job description.
I feel like maybe I need to like take a refresher or something.
No, my God.
Right.
Yes.
That's what
yes,
I think.
Yes, I think so.
That's what I think.
Okay. But going on the tangent of summer and getting warmer, because maybe if we speak about warm things,
it will
things
come.
That involve, yeah.
Like Field of Dreams, build it, they will come.
Right. So there's apparently a cool new device, out called a Chill-O-Matic.
Oh, I heard about the Chill-O-Matic.
And it's an instant beverage cooler.
Nice. Eh? It's for your cans.
It looks so rudimentary. I'm like, people are going to buy this.
Yeah.
People are totally going to buy this.
Yeah.
It's basically it's a plastic container. You put in your can, whatever it is, you put ice over top of it and you whir that thing really quickly until it's cold. Apparently.
It looks really easy to use, right? Yeah, really user friendly for sure.
Definitely
user friendly, right? Looks like it should have been out of like remember the K-Tel days from the 70s, right? The Chill-O-Matic, like where is the infomercial on it, right? Right? Like where is like the ShamWow guy?
Oh, he died?
No, I don't know if he did. Maybe.
I think he did.
Did he?
Or was it the Slap Chop guy? Remember the Slap Chop?
But I thought that weren't they the same guy?
Yeah. Oh, maybe it was. Oh my God. Maybe.
I don't know. But bring back the guy who does like the Ginsu knife, right? That cuts through the can. Let him give him a new infomercial.
You know what? They were so entertaining.
Oh, and you like watched them because you loved them, right? Like the Romco, right? Remember? And like, take this chicken and put the chicken in here and voila, Romco says it's like done in 2 minutes, this chicken.
Yeah. Is that what happened? Like, that got replaced by the QVC?
I guess
the shopping channel?
That's too serious, right? Because that's too...
Yeah, it's not gimmicky.
Much about, It's not gimmicky. It's too much about business, right? Like, we ordered the bamboo steamer because I want rice to taste like that.
Have you used it? No.
No, no. We ordered it when we were kids. Oh. Right? Took my dad's credit card and ordered it. Gift.
You did not.
We did too. And my mom and dad did not appreciate the bamboo steamer like we thought they would.
Oh, that's not good.
That's how it was back in the 70s, right? I'm sure we got spankings and groundings and the whole bit.
I have no doubt you got it all.
Yeah, all of it, right? But I think of that, the Chill-O-Matic, I'm interested.
So who do you think is carrying that Chill-O-Matic?
Probably Canadian Tire.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Or as seen on TV. Ooh.
Yeah.
Like those joints.
Yeah, because they got like those stores, those as seen on, which totally are the KTEL stores, right?
Yes, they are.
Like they just became as seen on TV, right? And I'll take the mini skis and the snowball flinger and the thing that will build me a perfect igloo. I want all of that, right? Right? And I want the new record and the record with Grover on it.
Aw.
Right? Those were fun times.
I think we should go and find it.
I think we should let's track one down and see if it works. I'd be curious too. If hey, you not, know what probably Amazon.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Probably right.
It's that thing has everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Facebook Tuesday, Lisa. I was wondering how it was gonna get how it was gonna shake out.
I felt that you handled it well. Like, you didn't cause me any grief when I showed you the picture and you saw it was Michael Bublé on
no,
there.
No, I'm like, I'll take the hit. I'll take the hit. Okay, I'll take the hit. But you took the hit, too.
Why do you think I took the hit, too?
Well, they didn't pick on Elvis because you're really lucky.
Right.
But they were picking on Harry Styles.
I know, right? And I'm like, how can you pick on Harry Styles, right? Even if you hate Harry Styles, did you like David Bowie? Because that's
yeah, but he's young. Not like that David. Like he's not David Bowie though.
He's kind of like sexy, like a young David Bowie.
I suppose so.
Right, he is. Right, with we're old tattoos. Girls. It sounds creepy, but
it does sound creepy.
But whatever, right? You know, and everybody hates Michael Jackson.
Everybody does. They hate the Michaels.
They hate the Michaels.
Somebody called Rod Stewart creepy.
Yeah.
I might have to agree on that one. Right. And a lot of people were like not happy with Sting.
But people loved it. Nobody kicked Elton John, I don't think.
Nope. Well, nope. Someone did.
Did they?
But it was only one, huh. I think.
Interesting, hey?
People kept Elton. They kept Elvis.
They kept Elvis.
You big suck. Yeah. Who else? Well.
That was kind of it, I think.
Yeah.
I think that was it.
But. You know, I handled it. They didn't like Michael Bublé. It's not for
everyone.
He's not for everyone.
He certainly is not, right?
I don't care. But the fact that people didn't love Harry was very surprising.
I know. I thought for sure people would be like not touching him with a 10. I thought he was a shoo-in to make it to the end.
Somebody said they didn't even know who he was.
I know, right?
And I'm like... Oh, I think it was Cindy Harder. And I said, Cindy,
was Cindy Harder.
He was the lead singer of One Direction.
Right? He won Best Album of the Year. Right? Come on, Cindy.
When's the last time you listened to the radio?
Right? Are you part of the world right now, Cindy Harder? And we talk like this because we worked with Cindy.
Yes, we worked
with Cindy. So we like to poke a little bit of fun. Sometimes she'll poke it back.
She will.
Okay. I have a revelation and I am totally caught off guard by this, as I'm sure you will be too. Uh-huh. It just developed over the last week or so. My name is Lisa and I am a closet Swiftie. I am a closet Swiftie.
And how did you come to this realization, Lisa?
Because I watch her on the TikTok and love her. Oh. I am spending a lot of time with Taylor Swift on the TikTok.
Are you watching the snippets of her tour?
All of it. I'm sure I've seen all the tour by now a couple times.
Oh.
Hi, it's me. Sam's the problem. It's me. Right?
Stop it.
I'm like... I know the dance moves. Uh-oh. I know that her mom and dad are there. I am a total Swiftie. I like the interviews that they talk when they just talk to her about things. And she's very, very smart young lady.
She's very articulate.
She's very articulate, right? Mm-hmm. Very articulate. And I am proud to say that I am a Swiftie. I am part of the fan club. Right? If I would have known, I would have tried to get tickets. I didn't know then.
Oh, okay. There you go. I didn't
know then that I was a Swiftie. Matter of fact, I was trying not to be a Swiftie.
I think going to one of her concerts would be crazy.
But I think it would be amazing. Right? Be amazing. She sings for almost three and a half hours. Uh-huh. 44 songs. Oh, I she don't goes know every all, song.
With this tour, she's going through all the albums, right?
I know, right? And I don't know every song, right? Because again, I'm just a new Swiftie, but I'm getting there. I am getting there, right?
Okay. Right?
Marry me, Juliet. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, and now that I'm singing, actually, this just popped into my mind. Dear Kelly Foster.
What?
She said that my rendition of la, 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 la.
No. Stop. Right? Stop.
She said it didn't sound like the original.
And it doesn't.
You can say la, la.
Nope.
Right?
Nope. Stop it.
From the House of Gucci.
There's no words that are coming out of your mouth.
Because there's singing in opera.
No, because that's not opera.
But it is opera.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, let's believe Kelly Foster, shall we?
No.
Yes.
I am not going to.
Yes, we are.
I'm going to practice and practice and practice practice.
Anybody who's watched the end of Lady Gaga's movie, Gucci.
House of Gucci.
Out to Gucci. Please, please be on our side.
No.
Just you're so horrible. You're ruining the song for so many people.
Not.
Yes,
I'm
you are.
I'm not. I'm going to keep practicing it.
Can you just stick to Taylor Swift?
And Kelly Foster, I'm coming for you.
Don't.
I'm going to sing it. I'm going to sing my rendition for her.
Mm-mm. Yep. Nope.
That's what I'm going to
do. Nope.
Sorry, as I segue, but that took me away, right? Because I'm all about my music right now.
Congratulations.
Right? So, just saying, right? Just saying. Kelly Foster. Kelly Foster.
Leave her alone.
I know, right? She's a dear friend.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm just saying. But here, can I say one more thing about Taylor Swift?
Sure, you're on a roll. Go for it.
I am on a roll, right? And I feel like I'm defending her, right? Because she's like my friend because I'm a Swiftie.
Yes.
And if you're a Swiftie, then you're automatic friends with her. That's her thing. That's her gig, right? She loves her fans. Mm-hmm. So she loves me. Okay. This is kind of I did not just hear that, okay? I did not just hear this, Samantha. Taylor Swift was seen leaving her concert dressed in casual baggy jeans and a big sweater and a pair of like casual boots. Uh-huh. And there's people on the TikTok now that are calling her a lesbian in denial.
Well, I mean, if she was a lesbian, that wouldn't be the end of the world.
It wouldn't be at all.
But
why? They're judging her based on what she's wearing.
That doesn't make sense. Everybody wears baggy jeans and a baggy sweater and boots.
After you've just done 3.5 hours of a concert.
Probably hot.
She's probably hot. She's probably just getting in her van to go to her bus to go to the next venue.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's an odd, I agree totally. That's an odd like judgment. Like that seems like a bit of a
like
stretch.
To go like it what it did is it made me sad to think that we're not further along than that comment in society.
Well, it does seem a little judgy based on what you're wearing.
Right? Based on what you're wearing, she must be a lesbian. Like really? Okay.
That seems odd.
Just seemed, I was like kind of riled up about that, right? I'm like, that's not, right? We're better than that society. It doesn't matter what somebody's wearing. Right?
Well, gosh, I don't want to know what everyone thinks what I'm wearing. Like,
right?
Eek.
I look like a piece of trash. You're in your fancy jammies.
I'm in my fancy pajamas.
Sam's got matching two-piece pajamas on.
You can't tell because I got a sweater on because I was cold.
I'm in like a pair of super, super, super big baggy, can't touch this track pants, right? They're like hammer pants and like a shirt, like a t-shirt from the commercial when your V-neck looks like a U-neck, right?
Oh my, yes, that's a good commercial.
Right? That's how I feel I am.
Oh dear. Well,
I know.
Let's move past that.
Yeah, right? Let's like rise above.
Let's not do that anymore, people.
Oh, come on.
Who cares what you wear?
Yeah, who cares?
Right? Do what you gotta do.
Do what you gotta do.
Do what you gotta do. But I did, God bless Google. It gives and it gives and it just keeps giving. I love that about Google.
It's the beauty.
It's the beauty. I was typing, again, I was just typing into Google and something pops up. There's a guide. Did you know there's a guide to being a good human?
I didn't know that. I wouldn't know that because I wouldn't need that.
No, apparently there's a guide. And I was just like, is this the sign of the times or are people generally not sure how to be a good human? Like,
wow,
we now need a guide how to be a good human.
Really?
Yeah. So all I thought was we're in trouble. We're in trouble.
We are in trouble.
Here are the there's 10 points. Only 10. Okay. To be a good human, there was only 10.
I'm ready for you.
Number one, be kind.
Okay, check.
Feels like a no-brainer.
Feels like a no-brainer. I could be kind.
Number two, listen. Again, seems rather simple.
No, it's hard for me, right? Oh, I feel like I'm one and one.
You're one and one.
I don't think I can get a full check on that one.
Be non-judgmental.
Why? We're not doing good right now. We now are one and two and no's.
Two. Okay. Support people's decisions.
Yes, yes. We're back. We're tied. Back to
we're tied.
Two.
We're
two.
Tied. Okay.
We're back. Yeah. We're back.
Be someone's biggest cheerleader.
We have just taken the lead. We are cheerleaders for lots of people.
You need to explain this to people. I feel like this is very, very weird. Be polite.
I am super polite.
Oh, okay. So you're winning now.
I'm winning by two. Super polite.
Live a life true to you.
Okay, now this is where it gets tough because I don't even know what the hell that means. What the hell's that phrase mean? Like, I don't even know what that means. I can't check that off. How do I check that off? When I think I do, but I don't know what it is. Do I?
You know what? It always amazes me how the simple things in life really fuck you up.
I know, right? But okay, just tell me. Do I do that?
Sure.
Okay. I don't like it when you start with sure. It makes me unsure. But okay.
Okay. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, for sure. Right?
Okay. Take care of others.
Yes. Yes. Right? Okay. Help others.
And the last one, and this is the fun one, smile if you feel it.
Well, oh, yeah. Right? Smiling all the time. Always smiling. So, okay. I feel like a good human.
This seems like somebody took time to write the guide and think it out and come to the 10 points. And
Samantha,
I'm like,
the good Lord took the time to write, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's daughter or something, husband or friend, right?
Oh, I don't understand.
So people take the time and make those lists. That's the dawn of man.
Okay, but you shouldn't have Moses to write a guide how to be a good human.
Well, God did. God wrote the ultimate. He wrote the guide.
Yeah, but that doesn't.
And then didn't Moses write a guide?
The Ten Commandments.
Right, right. So he wrote a guide.
He wrote Ten Commandments. This guy wrote 10 points of how to be a good human.
So I think they just are trying to remind you.
Okay.
But you know what? Why though? Like, how about like, don't shoot people. That should be a good human.
That would be great.
My guide would
be
don't be a shitty human. Don't be shitty to people.
Don't be shitty. Okay.
Don't be shitty, right? Don't be shitty. Be nice and don't be shitty.
Okay.
Just one rule, right? There it is, right there. Interesting, Samantha.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
I think, but I think you're right. I think it's bad that we have to have a list of things that we need to check off just to make sure.
Well, the fact that someone felt compelled to do a list meant that something was going awry.
Something's going awry someplace, yeah. Right? Somewhere. You want to know what's going awry? There's a big debate out. The debate is, I feel we're going to be on opposite sides of this too. The debate is scrambled eggs made with water or scrambled eggs made with milk. Which do you do?
I used to do it with milk, but now I don't do it with anything. I just do scrambled eggs.
I do scrambled eggs. I've done it all. I now do scrambled eggs. I've done scrambled eggs with water, and I find that they're fluffier.
They are fluffy. Mm-hmm.
So what they say is that if you use the milk, the egg taste isn't as good.
The winner
is water.
The winner is water.
Is water.
Well, if you watch the fancy chefy people,
yeah,
they don't use anything. They just use eggs. They don't add butter. They don't. They just mix up the egg, throw it in the pan. So that's just fluffy.
That's just egg.
Right. They don't add anything either.
Interesting, right? Uh-huh.
So I don't add anything to my eggs anymore.
Because you're trying to be fancy like those people?
I'm trying to make a good scrambled egg, Lisa.
And have you done it? Have you perfected it?
I've come pretty close.
Really? Mm. Just ask you, right?
Just ask me.
Little salt, little pepper?
Little salt, little pepper, little seasoning salt, maybe.
Oh, in your egg?
Yeah, I like eating. Yeah.
Because that is the spurling. That is, it the, is spurling the spurling spice, right? Is seasoning salt.
It totally is.
It's like you're
born. I grew up with seasoning salt.
Right? You got the bottle, you got the soother, and you got the seasoning salt, right? The Lowry seasoning salt. Just Lowry. In case, right? Or whoever made that shit back in the day. That's kind of funny.
We totally did too. Right? Oh my God. Okay. Let's not be judgmental. Careful. Let's not be judgmental. We can't. Okay. So
we can't or God, we can't.
God bless social media. They give you so many things. They give. And I came across a picture of a woman born in 1971.
Right.
I took a good look at this picture and I examined it and I was like, you don't look 51, 52. Because she looked older than me.
She looks 70.
Yeah. And I was like, that is it. Like, why?
Why?
I was like, why? And then I thought, okay, well, I'm not the most mature person in the world. I'm sure lots of people would agree. I don't have kids, so I don't have kids. Wrinkles.
We definitely don't come with kid wrinkles.
Kid wrinkles, kid stress wrinkles. I mean, right. We don't come with that.
Right.
I don't have a significant other that lives with me. So I don't have that stress.
Right.
I really just fend for myself. So as I was looking at this picture, I'm like, should I factor all of that in? Like, is that why, or am I delusional? Do I look as old as this person or do I look older than this person?
No, right?
Right? Like she looked lovely. I didn't understand 1971 compared to what she looked like.
Right. It didn't make sense.
It didn't match my world.
It didn't match.
And I was like,
come on. Do we not all play once we hit a certain age? Do we all not play older or younger? HHG and I played all the time. Anytime we're at the bar, older or younger.
Oh my God.
Right? Right? Because we just need to know, right? Because we just need to feel good about ourselves.
I don't know, because I don't want to do that to people. Like, but I really was very like, what the hell? What's the secret sauce?
I think the secret is we don't have babies.
I think it might be.
Right? I think that's the secret, because we don't have kids.
And we're essentially five-year-old.
We are free range.
Well, and we're five, like essentially in our essence of who we are.
Right.
We're five.
Right? Yeah, like we're very young at heart.
Like, does that make us not serious? Like, do we not have we have responsibilities.
We have responsibilities, but do you think that people take us serious? Hi, again, it goes back to, we can do this through every aspect of our lives, starting with spices. You own seasoning salt. We don't own the fancy spices. And if we do, it's because we bought them at the dollar store because somebody told us we needed to have them. Right? Right? Yeah. We have cutting boards, nice cutting boards, because that's what you're supposed to have as an adult. Not right. Because I use them.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
Right? But we have them because you should have them.
I don't, you know, and then I feel like I am five because I don't have proper plates. Like, I got rid of my place settings, the bowls and the plates that match, because I hated them and I never replaced them. Instead, I now search for all different kinds of shapes and sizes and things of bowls. So I'm really about, I'm about bowls and not it's about plates. Makes me sound like I'm not
weird.
Responsible. Right? Because
you just have mixed match. You have just mixed match dishes. But then, as you say,
no wonder she looks older, because apparently I haven't matured yet.
And because I have an issue with glasses, we drink out of plastic. Right? We don't have a glass to be found. Well, we do if company comes over, we'll give you a glass, but begrudgingly. Right? So. That's why we look younger, because you eat off mixed match dishes and
you drink out of a plastic cup.
I drink out of an orange plastic cup, right? And one coffee mug, right? I have coffee.
And oh my God. Oh, this is worse. Oh my God. I feel like this is worse. None of my coffee cups match. I have the most eclectic, weird collection of mugs.
Why you need so many
over
mugs
the years? I don't know. I just like them and I buy them. So it's like this thing that I have. It's like with bowls. If I like a bowl, I'll buy it and I don't necessarily need it. Huh. But I have like nothing matches. So if you were to come to my house, you'd get a mug that says no adulting before coffee. You would get another one that has an inspirational quote.
It just depends, right? One might, the other one might have Winnie the Pooh on it from when I was seven, right?
There's one that says amok, 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 like, because it's
from you're weird, man, right?
No, because I have not yet matured.
You have not yet matured. Our dishes match, but only because, ready for this? We got them for a gift before we got married. And we're still using them, and they're
have them?
Yeah, they're like those ones that can never break. You know those ones?
The Corel?
They're Corel. They're a type of Corel.
I will never ever have Corel dishes.
You don't judge me.
Don't judge me.
I just listened to all your weird bullshit and didn't judge you. I say one thing and you just, I'll never, ever, ever. Stop that.
You just told me I had a Winnie the Pooh mug. Which, by the way, I don't.
Well, surprising, right? That's surprising. I don't know. Maybe we're not mature.
I think that I don't. I don't know.
Maybe we're not. Maybe we have not. I think we. No. Let's rephrase. I think we can be mature. We can pull maturity out when we need to.
I think so.
Right? If the atmosphere requires maturity, I can pull it out and be mature with the next guy.
I agree.
But if my everyday life doesn't need it, I'm not just bringing it out to be mature. Right? I'm not going to just be stuffy to be stuffy. Right?
That's what we think being an adult is. We think it's stuffy.
So we're squashing my spirit, right? I'm not just going to let you squash my spirit. I'm not going to let you do it.
That's absolutely right. We think by being an adult, it is squashing our inner spirit.
Squashing us. And I can't stand for that. No. Right? I'll let you know when you can, but it can be squashed. You can squash it, but most times it can't be squashed. Right? Don't squash me.
Don't squash me.
Don't squash my spirit.
We're a special kind of human being, I think.
Right? We are pretty darn special, Samantha. Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
So
right?
We think. Okay.
Guess what? Big news. Big news again. Uh-oh. More Boom Baby Bakery news. Samantha, we're going to put a twist on the classics.
Okay. Uh-huh.
We are going to take chicken salad, right? And we're going to use a lemon mayo in it.
What show were you watching that happened?
Listen, I'm not done. We're going to take salmon or a tuna and we're going to use it with a lemon lime aioli. Uh-huh. We're going to twist it up, Samantha.
That's delightful.
That's what we're bringing back for the summer. We are new twist on the classics. I didn't watch it on a show. I just thought about it.
Really?
Yeah. I might have seen an article and thought, ooh, that looks good.
I might have seen an article.
I might have read something.
So you're ripping off someone else's idea.
It's out there. So it's everybody's idea. It's mayonnaise.
It's mayonnaise.
And aioli. Right? And a lemon lime aioli. Doesn't that sound delightful for very summery?
Lovely.
I know. I thought so too, right?
On a nice, soft sourdough would be lovely.
Like on a nice sourdough, right? Sounds delightful. Wonderful, right? Sounds so. Stay tuned. Look forward to that. Okay. Similar to the nursery rhymes that I have some questions about, I have a few more questions from just kind of weird thinking stuff, I think, okay? I want to know what happened to Barney the Purple Dinosaur. And who decided that Mrs. Beasley was no longer cool?
Oh, I remember Mrs. Beasley.
Remember Pull Her String?
Yes.
And she talked.
I think I might have had one as a kid.
I had a Mrs. Beasley doll.
I think everybody had a Mrs. Beasley doll.
Now she's worth probably $1 million.
Probably.
She's worth a lot of money.
I do believe they resurrected Barney, but they made him a new version of Barney.
Oh, okay.
I do believe Barney is still around. But what did happen? Nobody liked Barney. Everybody thought Barney the Purple Dinosaur was
weird, except for the kids. Kids must have liked him.
Kids loved him, but the adults didn't like him.
The adults weren't fan. And I guess that's my thing, is I just was thinking, like who decides when the childhood iconic toys are done? Who decides that?
Well, true.
Like Strawberry Shortcake, super popular.
Well, it came back, though.
But not really. Then it's gone. Smurfette. No. Everybody loved Smurfette. Where the hell is she?
Everybody loved the Smurfs when they first came out.
Yeah. And then they're gone. Care Bears. Like Care Bears.
Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Right. Like all these things. Mm-hmm. Who decided that now we're done with them? And why? Why did we have to be done with them?
Because toys, any good thing,
it comes to an end.
Right.
Right. Like I get like lots of the toys, right? Like they advance, new advancements, right? The Game Boys become better, blah, blah, blah. But things like a stuffed Cabbage Patch, a stuffed doll is a stuffed doll. She hasn't really come a whole lot. She hasn't really changed a lot.
Not unless it talks.
Right. Unless it talks. Right. I don't know. I was just a little worried about that. I'm like, what happens to these guys?
Oh my gosh. Anybody looking through their old stuff, if you find a Mrs. Beasley,
look it up. I think she's worth some money.
She could be.
I think she's worth some cash, Mrs. Beasley is. She's old. She's really, really old.
She's very old.
Yeah, right? Like, I barely remember her.
I had a walking doll.
Yeah, I never had a walking doll. Never.
My brother had a big bird.
Really?
A big bird stuffy.
Huh. But you can still get that shit, though. That's not worth money. My favorite, though, is like Ernie and Bert, right? They're my favorite stuffies. I love Ernie and Bert so much. I have my baby beans.
Okay. Right? Yes, but there's controversy with your baby beans.
Shh, don't talk about it. Baby beans is in hiding right now.
Yes.
She's in the Witness Protection Act. Nobody knows where she is. Nobody, just Mike and I know where she is.
Yes, okay. That's
how she's got to stay for now.
Yeah. Well, I think, I don't know. I liked our old toys, but the new toys are fun too.
I'm sure they're just fun, right? We're just not kids playing with them.
This is true.
Right.
But we just admitted that maybe we were a little too young for our chronological age.
Well, it's hard to say. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard, Samantha.
Okay, but speaking of aging, there was an interview with Justine Bateman.
Okay.
And she was defending aging naturally.
That's a blast from the past, eh?
Yeah.
Right. Like, so was Mallory Keaton, if memory serves. Uh-huh. From Family Ties.
Yeah, from Family Ties. She was defending aging naturally. And I guess it's because she's never had Botox and, you know, she's got wrinkles on her face and she doesn't feel the need to.
So now I feel like a shithead. Thank you.
No. Why?
Because we were just commenting on the lady from 1971.
No, because we were surprised that she looked older than we did because she's younger than us. That's all.
Okay. Okay, good.
We were wondering what happened. Like,
okay.
That's all. I wasn't comparing myself to her. I just thought you look older than 1971 when I should be the one looking older than you.
Gotcha. Okay, good. I just wanted to be good. So we're not shitheads?
No, we're not shitheads.
Okay, good. Happy.
I thought she still looked delightful, but I just felt Or we have a very odd sense of what we think we look like.
Maybe.
When we
maybe
think we look young, but really we don't.
Maybe not. It's hard to say.
Yeah. But I just think there is something to letting people do whatever they feel they need to do. We're a very superficial society that way when we don't feel women should be able to age naturally. I mean, it's when everybody started letting their hair go gray during the pandemic. That was a big to do, right? When people let their hair go. And it's like, because it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work being a gal.
It's a lot of work being a gal, and it's a lot of work dyeing your hair, you know, every 3 to 4 weeks because you get, you know,
try being me every, like, even more. Try being me with short hair, right? You got to get it cut all the time. It's a lot of work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? So I don't know. Like, I think Justine Bateman, if you're comfortable in your own skin, which she apparently is.
Yeah.
And was very confident in how she was speaking about
and
it.
And she still looks really good.
Just leave it alone, people.
Yeah, right. Like, I'm not a Botoxer. I'm not going to ever Botox.
No, I just.
It's not my thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it just. And then there are people who do want to do that. So you can't make them feel bad for wanting to do it, but you shouldn't make a woman not who doesn't want to do it feel bad for not doing it. Right.
I think to each his own.
We have to be able to see both sides or both spectrums. And there will be people who sit in the middle.
Definitely.
Who will do maybe a little bit of some, little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah. To each his own. That's what I think about that, Samantha.
Yeah.
Right.
But whatevs, man.
Whatever. You do you. Isn't that your phrase? You do you.
You do you, boo.
Right. Weird phrase. Not one of my favorites.
Okay.
All right. Just saying.
All right, Lisa, what's making you shake your head this week?
Samantha, I'm shaking my head this week at people who walk. So the walkers in the world. Mm-hmm. And that I'm shaking my head at the walkers who don't respect the cars around them.
Oh, what happened?
Well, it just seems like I get that you're walking, but there's still cars, right? And I get that they say, right, that the pedestrian has the right of way, blah, blah, blah. But really, right, it's a car and you shouldn't just dart out to walk. Like, you should. Sometimes they're not even like paying attention or just checking to see that the car is actually stopping. You know what I mean?
Are they on their phone?
Sometimes they're on their phone, right? I don't walk and talk on my phone because that's too much work for me, right? That's too hard. Mm-hmm. But I just think that there's people like be aware of your surroundings, people, right?
I agree.
And don't think you can't take on a car no matter what. So I shake my head at the walkers, actually. And now they're all out, right? Because the weather's starting to get a little bit nicer.
Well, this is true, right?
Everybody's out walking.
So the bikes are out too.
Yeah, right? Which that brings all that coming too. What about you? What are you shaking your head at this week?
Well, when I was leaving for work, I was locking my door and this woman comes around the corner and I looked at her and she's like, morning. And I'm like, morning. And then she kind of DM'd me the once over.
Ooh.
And I'm like, is that a judgment once over?
What's that for?
Short, skinny person.
Huh.
Because one, I'm taller than you. Two, if I sat on you, you'd die.
So, that's my superpower.
That's my superpower. And all I thought was, I don't think I need that in the morning. I didn't enjoy that from that person. And they live in my building. So I was like, I felt like, it's the eye of judgment. And then
a little unsettling.
Well, you know what? And then I just turned around and said, fuck off.
Yeah, right underneath your breath. I'm sure you did, right?
I did, because I was like, don't, you know.
You're not putting up with that shit.
Uh-huh.
Right?
You should be nice to me because you might need me somewhere here.
You never know, right? Like, she might get a flat tire. She might need something. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Right? I need a can of tuna or something.
A can of tuna. Yeah.
Right?
Interesting. But I was just, I was like, I don't love that. I don't love that about you right now.
I would shake my head at that too.
Little old lady.
Little old lady.
But apparently I'm a little old lady, so whatever. Well,
I think that's, we've come to that conclusion this week.
Uh-huh. My brother's like, oh, one more year and you get a senior's discount. And yes, I do.
I'm excited for that for you.
Yes, right? I do.
And you are paying for all the food. Oh,
gee. No, I'm not.
Yes.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
No.
Share the goodwill.
All right, guys. We want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ismed@gmail.com. You might just find it being mentioned during an episode. And also, guys, you know where to connect with us. You really, really do. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. It's just search for I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and boom, there we are. And we do have Patreon. It's patreon.com/I Shake My Head. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And we also have merch. We have some swag. So if you need something with Lisa and I, our bitmojis on, like a t-shirt or a hat or, I don't know, leggings. I believe it was Caroline Johnson who bought the leggings. And
yes, right.
Showed us that, yes, bath, we do show mat, up in leggings.
Bath, shower mats.
Yes. All you have to do is go to ishakemyhead.threadless.com and boom, there we are. We want to thank John Domingo. He is the best kept secret in podcasting and he keeps us sounding great and apparently counting all the rights and the oh my gods along the way.
And if he wants them out, he's got a lot of work to do.
He doesn't.
Samantha, another week done.
Another week done.
Friends of the podcast, we're gearing up for our 6th anniversary. Sometime in the next couple weeks.
Gearing up. Sounds
we're
fun.
We're gearing up for that, right?
What are we gearing up for, Lisa?
I don't know. Maybe, can we have cake or something? That'd be nice.
That'd be nice.
Maybe we do a special episode from the car.
Oh, there we have cake.
Right? Like take it back to the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Something like that. We could have cake there. Maybe our cupcake. I don't know. We'll figure it out, right? Pizza in the car like we used to.
Oh, there you go.
Right? Some nostalgia. I don't know. Anyway, Samantha, anything else this week?
No, I'm good.
You're good? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, here's hoping that next week we are talking about spring and ankles being freed.
Oh, that would be nice.
All right, Samantha, always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.